hi and a very pleasant good morning to you, wherever you are and wherever you may be. And really welcome to this, our very first edition of a brand new program here on RBN that we've decided to call my take on things. And it's really not about me, it's more about you, our callers, our listeners, because whatever we do here means nothing unless you're there. And there's so many burning issues out there affecting our lives and our great nation out there. And this is really the reason that I'm beginning to add my voice to this particular discourse, because really we have to get the facts out. We have to know what's going on as far as these politicians are concerned, as far as what's happening in our courts, the southern border, our educational system. My goodness, the list goes on and on, doesn't it? We have problems in this nation, and together as a body politic, we can confront these problems. And that's what these shows are really all about, in my opinion. And that is not about what my viewpoint is, although you'll know my viewpoint. You'll become very well aware of where I'm coming from. That's no secret. But what's more important is that we involve you, the listener. That's what these programs are all about. They're not about a monologue for these program hosts. I mean, we have our opinions, and you have yours. We're entitled to them. And we have to get this discourse going because, my friend, we are in very serious trouble in this nation. What with the courts running wild, liberal judges making activist decisions, making law, not interpreting our Constitution. We live under a constitutional republic. We do not live under a democracy. These are things that we're going to be discussing now as we go along in future programs. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome as our first caller a very lovely lassie from Tallahassee who goes by the name of Nancy. Nancy, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you, Don?
Well, I'm just fine, and I'm so glad to welcome you to our show and welcome you to really our first caller.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege. Go ahead.
Pardon me? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying it's a privilege to be your first guest, and I'm congratulating you on your program on RBN, your hour.
Well, you know, we're really looking forward to this, Nancy, because, you know, it's one thing to be to sit on the sidelines and sit idly by and really say or do nothing when it comes to these very serious issues that are confronting us as a nation today. And it's another thing to become involved. And as a having a career in broadcasting and so forth and coming back now to do this, it really presents an opportunity and a challenge to me to be able to get this message out and to be able to, if nothing else, keep this discourse going and to keep the flame of freedom alive in our hearts. Because, you know, we're divided as a nation today. But in any event, how are things in Florida?
Well,
the Sunshine State.
Well, they are. It's cold here in Tallahassee this morning. It's 41.
41 degrees.
41 degrees. It's, you know, the Sunshine State, right? A little chilly outside.
Well, you know, that's chilly in Florida, but it's really not in Minnesota. That's where our program originates from. And.
Right.
41 degrees would really be a welcome relief for us.
I guess so. And I was watching Good Morning America this morning, and they had snow in Connecticut. It was beautiful, but the snow, it just makes me cold all over, you know.
Well, you're in a good place. You're sort of protected from the snows in Florida, aren't you?
That's true. We have seen snow only 3 times in my life, so... And it was just too cold, and I'm just, you know, I like the beach, and I like to be warm, so the snow was a little too cold.
Well, that's one thing that you have plenty of in Florida, isn't it? The nice sunny beaches and really a moderate climate.
Right.
We have a little break here. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, we're back, and I'm Don Wayne. This is a brand new, we're brand new in this hour, and we certainly invite your participation. We have Nancy from Tallahassee, 41 degrees in Florida, the Sunshine State, a state that became famous or infamous, depending on your point of view, in the 2000 elections. And let me ask you, Nancy, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Nancy, you lived through this 2000 debacle.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Florida. And would you mind sharing with our listeners this morning, sort of in a nutshell, what your reminiscence, what your thoughts are regarding that election?
Well, I know I voted for Bush, and it was kind of crazy. I mean, the whole voting booth thing, and, you know, it was just a little bit insane. I mean, you'd hear one view from one person and then another view from another, and it was totally insane, pretty much.
So you would define it, if you had to distill it all down to one word, you would describe the chaos in Florida, because that's what it was.
It was
utter and complete and total chaos. This idea of sitting on our television sets and watching them count chads,
right,
with the very future of our nation at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to use the word playing games, but it seemed like that's what it was. It seems like it was just mass confusion down there.
A lot of chaos.
And having been there, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say it was a lot of chaos. And there was a lot of anger. I mean, people were just angry about the whole mm-hmm. system. And it was like they didn't trust anybody, you know, in the system. So just I'm praying that it won't be like that coming up.
Well, to your knowledge, have the officials in the state of Florida, have they done anything at all to prevent this fiasco from happening once again?
Well, I believe they have in the different all the different counties. I believe they've, you know, made sure that that will never happen again. I mean, what I've read in the newspapers. But we're hoping it will be a fair and just election this time, and there won't be any of that craziness like there was before.
Sure. Well, that said, I've heard that they've been switching over to these electronic voting machines.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any information about those?
Well, I don't. The last time I voted, we just filled in the little blank, you know, the little round circle, and then we gave it to the man there at the door, and we slipped it through, and he slipped it through the machine. I believe that's the way it's going to be in Leon County, where I'm from, in Tallahassee. So I believe that's the way it is, but I haven't heard. I really haven't. But I need to do some research on that and find out.
You know, switching gears here just a little bit, Nancy, I know that during this fiasco in Florida, that's not a play on words. It truly was a fiasco, I think, for this nation.
Right.
We lived through it, thank goodness. But my God, what an awful scenario that was, this election hanging on counting chads and so forth. But let's switch gears here just a little bit. Florida is a pivotal state in the 2008 election.
Right.
I'm not sure how many delegates the state of Florida has, but you're going to be bombarded down there with politicians of every stripe. Are you ready for that?
You know, we just got to be ready. I believe the 29th starts the primaries. And I think I'm right on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just, I don't know. I'm not sure who to vote for. I'm still a little bit, torn between several of the candidates.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. Not to belabor the point, but, and I'm not asking you who you're voting for. That's certainly your own decision. But
I don't know yet. It's just hard to. I had someone in mind, but now I'm not so sure. And the person, I'll tell you, the person I did want is falling behind. So his initials are
FT.
Yeah. How did you know that?
How did I know that?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, because, you know, I think a lot of us, myself included, have a lot of empathy and a lot of hope for Fred Thompson.
Right.
Because Fred Thompson, as the media, the alleged media, keeps telling us, is the only true conservative in this whole thing. And I don't know, you know, when it comes to picking a choice out of this field, it becomes rather difficult. But Fred Thompson, I hope he makes it. I hope if Fred Thompson does not make it through South Carolina, he flat out is not going to make it. I don't think.
Do you think he has a chance in South Carolina?
I really do. I really do, in spite of the alleged media and, the all-out attacks on him. I mean, if you listen to Fox News and their commentators, they'll tell you, well, he got in too late and all this. Well, if Thompson got in too late, how about Rudy Giuliani, for Pete's sake?
Right.
Rudy Giuliani has not been active in this discourse at all, and he's putting all of his eggs in one basket. So it's going to be a very interesting, would you agree? It's going to be a very, very interesting time in the history of this great nation, this upcoming election. And so much is hinging on the result. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. And Rudy seems to think he's going to take Florida. He seems to be very confident of that.
Well, I was going to ask you that very question because you're right there. You have your radar tuned to what's going on in Florida, and that's why I find your call so very interesting, Nancy. Not only so very welcome as our first caller, but also so very interesting because you are there. You have your pulse. You have your radar screen out there. You can sort of, you know, a thought occurs to me here, how very welcome your participation as a Floridian would be in this coming discourse, in this hour-long program, because, I mean, being there, being part of the action, I'd love, personally, as this host of this program, I would very much enjoy your participation, you know, as often as you'd want to give us your input on what's going on in Florida, because otherwise we have to rely on the alleged media.
Well, that's scary.
Would you be interested?
Huh? Absolutely.
That's great. We want to stay in touch with you because you sound very, very in tune with what's going on down there. And if we were to rely, basically, on just what we hear from the media out there, I mean, if you rely for your information on the alleged media, the controlled media in this country, it's tantamount to the blind leading the blind. Unless we both fall in a ditch, that's what's going to happen. The American people, as you know, as a nation, we're divided right down the middle. And as a nation, we have those who think, as my president, Ronald Reagan, said so well, he said that the government is not the solution. It's not the solution, it's the problem. And then there's those of us on the other side who take the position that government is not the, we as individuals, we as a body politic must come to grips. We must be informed about these various issues that are confronting this once great nation of ours and become involved and get out there and make our voices known. And that's what this program is all about. Well, listen, Nancy, I want to welcome you and I want you to know, and if, you know, we can, as we go along here now, you participate in this discussion because you've got your antenna tuned to what's going on down there in the Sunshine State. You know, before I let you go, I've never been in Florida. Can you tell me in a word, if you were working for the Chamber of Commerce, how you would entice a Minnesotan like myself to come down to Florida?
Well, you've got to like alligators and sharks. So
well, that leaves me out right there. Gators and sharks.
Are you fond of those two creatures?
Not at all. I find them repulsive.
Well, darn. I guess you better stay in Minnesota then. So, no, honestly.
As a member of the chamber, you as a member of the Chamber of Commerce would actually encourage me not to come. Is that
right,
correct?
We have enough people down here. Is it?
What is the population of Florida?
No, I am so kidding. You know, I'm not sure. I need to research that too for you. But I know, I believe Tallahassee is around 200,000 to 300,000, and I hope I'm not wrong on that either. But Florida, millions and millions of people, and we have a lot of Minnesotans, Snowdens that come down here too.
See, now you're picking up on my lingo.
Yeah.
Minnesotans. Well, listen, I am so glad that you called, Nancy, our Tallahassee Lassie. Can I refer to you as
that? Absolutely. I'm glad to call, and I'll be glad to call again.
We're just thrilled that you called and become part of this dialogue that we're going to be running in the same time period. And stay in touch now. Call us tomorrow and next day if you have an opportunity. And as this election grows nearer and nearer, you're welcome comments are going to be just that welcome, because sitting up here, what do I know about what's going on in the Sunshine State of Florida? It's so critical. It's a pivotal state in our elections now.
It is.
And the fact that you're there and you're politically tuned into this thing, your input will be most welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
So thank you so much. Our Tallahassee Lassie from Florida, the Sunshine State of Florida, thank you so very much for joining us.
All right, Don. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, there's our first caller, Nancy from Tallahassee, and she's agreed to more or less stay in tune and let us know what's going on in the Sunshine State, because I can guarantee you that we're going to be watching this upcoming election very, very closely. We've got other subjects to discuss. We've got the southern border, certainly something on the minds of most clear-thinking Americans, huh? George Bush. Contrary to his election promise, has done well. I hear the break coming up. We'll get into that in just a moment, but stay tuned. I'm Don Wayne, and we'll be right back.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Now, whether that be good news or not so good news, that's entirely up to you. I'm Don Wayne, and it's my opportunity, my privilege to be able to share this hour with you on RBN, along with the other hosts. You know, having spent some years in broadcasting, I welcome this opportunity as I was sharing this with Nancy from Tallahassee, who incidentally has agreed to sort of be our eyes and ears in the Sunshine State of Florida for this upcoming election. And whoever you are and wherever you may be in your state, if you would be willing to sort of share your political insights with us here on this program, on this show, from time to time, we welcome that. Because, of course, we can't reach out. We can't be in all places at all times. But there is going to be a strong emphasis on this upcoming election, the various candidates, what they have to say, what they don't have to say. And speaking of the election, I don't know if you saw the latest debate, if you want to call it that, among the Democrats, the Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Obama debacle. And they're all talking about what? They're all talking about quote unquote change. Isn't it nice? Well, it's nice to think about change. But you know, the thing that comes to my mind almost immediately when I hear them talk about change is you don't tear down a castle because it's got a few broken windows, which we certainly do in this nation. and then replace it with a check. And methinks that's what these candidates, these Democrat candidates, would do to this nation. I don't think about what they could do for this nation. I think about what they, if we as a body politic are foolish enough to put this type of person in the White House, in these desperate times that we're facing in this nation, at war with the Muslim world, essentially. They've declared a jihad. You know what jihad means, don't you? Jihad means that they've declared war on Christians and Jews worldwide. That's what we're up against. Now, they want to talk about diplomacy. They want to talk about it. And I have nothing against diplomacy. I like to talk about things, but when you run out of talk, then what do? Then it's time for action. I was so proud of President Bush when he took immediate action against Baghdad and against the people in Afghanistan and so forth. Not the people, but the powers that be over there. And we heard all this talk about shock and awe. Shock and awe. Boy, I was thinking, boy, we're gonna come at them with both barrels ablazing. We're going to come after him, or we're going to say, hey, you don't tread on me. Do you know that expression, don't tread on me, was part of our first original American flag? Did you know that? Don't make me do a monologue here this morning. Give us a call. Get on the telephone. We're at 800-313-4993. Tell us what's on your mind. Share your thoughts with us. Not my intention to do a monologue. What I feel is fine. But what's even more important is what you, as part of this great nation, think about what's going on. Think about our politicians. Think about our corrupt liberal judges who are sitting in high places, or as the Bible refers to it, wickedness in high places. Oh my God, how true that's coming forth today. Our colleges and universities subverting our youth with secular humanism. Again, our phone numbers are 800-313-9443. So get on the phone and call us. That's what this is all about. Well, I was talking about the election, and we hope that this coming election is not going to become the chaos that it was in Florida, as well as other states. Let's not just point out Florida. Good Lord, it was all over the country. We had problems. And the Democrats are not unknown to steal elections. That's what got John F. Kennedy elected over Richard Nixon, was the vote in Chicago by the dead people. I mean, election, fraudulent elections, and this may be news to Jimmy Carter down there in Georgia. The elections in this country have been fraught with every bit as much corruption as have the votes in, where did he go? He went to one of these communist countries. I think it was Venezuela. And put a seal of approval on this whole election process. Said it was, oh gosh, it was corruption free. Now, if you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell you. I mean, this man is, as an ex-president, he's an absolute embarrassment to any clear-thinking American. So yes, indeed, we have very, very serious problems. Now, we as individuals, as a member of this body politic and as a member of this great nation, we're going to be classified in one of two ways. Either we're part of the problem or we're part of the solution. In your case, ask yourself, which is it going to be? Okay. 800-313-9443. Get on the phone. Talk to me. Okay, you know, we hear so often nowadays the talk about, from the alleged media and other sources, this talk about the fact that this nation is a democracy. Is that right? Let me see. Well, thinking back to when I was in school, I remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I see it goes something like this. Whoops, we've got a break. We'll get back to it in just a moment. So to Nancy and Tallahassee and all the rest of you out there, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. We're back, and once again, this is Don Wayne, your host on this brand new program on RBM, and we welcome your participation. It's not my intention to sit here for an hour on this program and do a monologue. We invite your participation, and we've got a caller, Davey, in Texas, the Lone Star State. How are you, Davey?
All right, how are you today?
Just fine.
That's great.
What can I do?
Well, I was listening there a minute ago, and I heard you say something about jihad.
Jihad. Jihad is a declaration on the part of the entire Muslim world, the entire Islamic world. It's a declaration of war against who? Against specifically the Christians and Jews, wherever they are in this world. Go ahead, Davey.
Yeah, I was just wondering where you actually got that particular piece of information from.
Okay.
You know, who actually generated that?
Well, just all you have to do is go to the declaration. That's who they're at war against. When you declare a declaration of war, you have to be at war against some entity, some people, somewhere. And in this particular case, it's the Muslim world declaring war against Christians and Jews.
Well,
that's not a debatable point.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, as far as, you know, the perspective of so-called Americans would be that have had their country hijacked by the people that print currency and call themselves a central bank, Federal Reserve, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
In other words, here's the deal.
Yeah.
you know, whenever John Kennedy was shot or the USS Liberty was attacked, was there a global jihad going on at the time?
No, there was not.
And so Americans really at that time were hard-pressed to find the truth and the evidence and the facts to prosecute the actual terrorists or murderers that, you know, murdered the sailors there on the USS Liberty or that, you know, shot John F. Kennedy in downtown Dallas and then proceeded to kill Oswald, the patsy. And then, of course, you know, Jack Ruby was also murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I don't really see any Islamic fingers in
there
that
is pot. You did not hear me say, Davey.
Yeah, well, then
you did not hear me say that there was
bit.
A connection between
yeah.
all of that, excuse me,
yeah,
but there was a connection between what happened way back 20, 30 years ago and the Muslims, because there wasn't. I'm talking about 9/11.
Right, I understand, because, you know, let's bring it on forward a little bit more, like what happened at Waco. There weren't any tank drivers that
yes.
were Muslims at Waco. And then you bring it on forward to Oklahoma City. Well, somebody put bombs in that building, and somebody actually took bombs out of the building in Oklahoma City. And then on 9/11, how do you get 19 Arabs to have NORAD stand down and completely disregard the trillions of dollars that Americans have spent on national security to just go on a coffee break at the same time on the same day? That it just boggles the mind. You know, the numbers there are astronomical. All right.
Absolutely.
You just
absolutely.
Can't get you know, that many trillions of dollars spent on national defense just to say, oh, well, we got 19 Arabs that hijacked the laws of physics and everything else and magic carpets, and they put detonation charges in the buildings to bring them down straight in their track. You know, the fact is that we've got to look at another reality other than, well, the Islamics hate us for our freedom, and they got a global jihad thing working and all that. We got to go back and see, well, when Roosevelt declared bankruptcy in 1933 to economic terrorists, who really were those people, the Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve? Who are they? Are they really Islamic fundamentalists? Really? You know what I mean?
Well, just so that we can set the record straight, I agree with you 100%, Davey, on the things you're saying, but I don't connect the dots.
I don't understand how America would be under a threat from so-called Islamic extremists in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere else when they don't have a navy to bring whatever material over here they're going to need to occupy our country. You see, our country's already been occupied by terrorists. They're economic terrorists.
Well, you know, if I can just add this, you know that the Pentagon, they've now discovered, and even the alleged media, you notice, Davey and listeners, whenever you hear me refer to the media in this country, and I was part of it for many, many years.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear me refer to the alleged media, that's exactly what it is. This media is controlled by a shadow government. And that's a subject for another thing, and that's not what you're calling about, Davey, but I just want you and our listeners to know that basically I'm in full agreement with you on your concept here. Waco was an awful thing.
Yeah, but
Waco was butchery.
Well, it was mass
absolute
murder.
Absolute and total and complete butchery.
Yeah.
No other word to describe it.
And it
killing
was
innocent women and children.
It was a mass mind control project. You know about, have you ever heard of Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien in that book, Transformation of America?
Well, Davey, you're from Texas. Are you from generally in that area of the state?
Yes, sir.
Down there around Waco? Huh?
Yes, sir. I'm familiar. I actually investigated what happened at Waco.
Wow.
You know, there was a black Harvard-educated lawyer inside Mount Carmel who called 9/11 on that day, 28 February, 93. And there's
yes.
48 hours to those 911 calls that even the lawyers for the Davidians never listened to. You know, I mean, the people in Congress. You know, they had an investigation committee up there under the House Reform Committee that it was run by Dan Burton. That you
who
know,
else was on that committee? Offhand, David, you know who else was on that committee?
Honestly, early on, you know, we went to Washington and met with John Conyers, and we cut a 34-minute deposition in the House recording studio with John Conyers back in September 93. But
what was his position on all of this?
Well, I think like a double agent, you might say. You know, early on he came out criticizing Reno, but then he later on he started running interference for Reno. But Reno really was kept in the dark. You know, she was just a pawn, really. You know what I mean? She wasn't there when the decision to make the initial assault was made. So she couldn't be really.
Is that a matter of record? You know that to be a fact?
Absolutely. You see, she wasn't confirmed as Attorney General until after 28 February 93. And then even on 19 April, when they did the final assault, when they, you know, mass murdered a bunch of people using gas that was outlawed by, you know, international law, she was misinformed by the so-called FBI on that day. Of course, they had already had their plans in place. There were a lot of other elements involved in that final assault. I don't know if are you familiar with David Hardy's work, HardyLaw.net? He did the FOIA case.
You know, I say this embarrassingly, Davey. I am not.
Okay,
share that with our listeners. They may want to become familiar with this stuff.
Well,
because this
internet,
is information that probably never saw the light of day in the alleged media, isn't it?
Right, and it gets to the point of you know, what our purpose here in America is, because if you look at the preamble of the Constitution, it says, "We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, do establish justice."
Yes.
You see, and in order to have justice in this country, we have to know the truth first.
And that's what these programs on the Republic Broadcast Network are all about.
And, you know, that's really the purpose and function of the First Amendment, is allowing the people
sure.
the opportunity, because, mm-hmm. you know, the history of the press in America really, early on anyway, was informing people locally about what the issues really you know, are.
Well, may I just step in for a moment, Davey, and remind our listeners and yourself what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, an enlightened people cannot be enslaved. And we're anything but enlightened in this nation today, thanks to our controlled, alleged media, including Fox News. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just pure propaganda now. In fact, it gets back. I remember when I was in the seventh grade, in Memphis, Tennessee, I had an English teacher, and her name was Sally Raspberry Matthews was her name. We always thought that was kind of funny.
Boy, that name really sings, doesn't it?
It does.
Sally Raspberry Matthews.
And for me, you know, she was really a special person, even though I wasn't that great at English. She had actually taught Archie Manning in junior high school, and she used to talk about that red-headed boy that played football. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Archie Manning was kind of a hero of mine back in the day, you know. And
hey, you know, Peyton and Eli aren't doing too bad, are they?
Well, you know, I have a soft spot for Eli, and I was kind of glad they won yesterday.
So was I.
You know, being the younger brother, it's kind of hard to, you know, live up to the expectations of everybody, but I was glad to see them win. I think the whole thing is kind of like professional wrestling anyway, but,
sure.
You know.
Say, Davey, could you stay in touch with us? I like your, we enjoy a good uplifting conversation like this, and you seem to be very knowledgeable. So we'd like to sort of include you on a list of our charter listeners here on this program.
Well, I appreciate that. Getting back to the point,
I've got John in Tennessee holding on the line, so I've really got to run, Davey. But
okay, I just want to underscore one thing. I went to school
sure.
and had a lot of friends from the Middle East, and I know that, you know, Americans are basically good-hearted people, but we
Absolutely.
Really have to find out what the truth is before we leap to a bunch of illogical conclusions.
Absolutely, Davey.
Thank you. Have a
and
good
you
day.
Know what? You know what? We really appreciate your. You're the second caller. Nancy from Tallahassee is our first caller, and you're our second caller on this show. And we really do appreciate you. I'd hate to think of sitting here for a whole hour trying to do a monologue. I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so we've got John in Tennessee waiting, so thanks a lot, Dewey. And we'll talk to you, Davey, and we'll talk to you later.
All righty. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, John in Tennessee. Hi.
Good morning. It's either the third time's a charm or the third strike and you're out. So I hope I can, make things easier for you. I agree with a lot of what Davey had to say, but we need to understand too that although we've made the enemies and we've made the bed that we're now sleeping in the Middle East, that you can't take away from the truth of the matter is that those that are following orders there do want us dead, thanks to our own government. You know, a little while back you mentioned, I think, that you liked Fred Thompson. Was that correct?
Well, I'm not expressing here that I'm going to go out and vote for Fred Thompson. What I'm saying, though, is from the list of candidates that we have to choose from, John, Fred Thompson looks as good to me as anybody, and you're from Tennessee.
I'm from Tennessee. Fred Thompson is from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. I wouldn't give you a stolen plug nickel for Fred Thompson, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, can you tell us why? Yeah, go ahead.
Fred Thompson is a CFR member. I heard it come out of his own mouth here on a talk show, and he's doing the old spiel, well, it's just a think tank, as well as Giuliani and McCain and Romney and
all
Obama.
Can I interrupt you for just a moment?
All of them, except for Ron Paul. And I'm not certain about Huckabee. I have heard rumors that Huckabee was a CFR member, and whether or not he is, he's a liberal. He's not getting my vote.
He's a conservative. He's a conservative fiscally, but he is a liberal economically.
Well, I think he's actually a liberal fiscally also. I mean, he raised taxes. I forget exactly what the figures were in Arkansas, but he raised taxes close to, if I'm not mistaken, $500 million. I mean, and let's make it clear, if the CFR is what I believe it to be, you know, who cares who, if you've got a 20-horse race, who cares who wins as long as it's one of the horses from your barn? I mean, let's be truthful. Right. The only wildcat horse right now in the race is Ron Paul. If you want honesty, if you want back to the constitutional form of government that this nation was founded under. I mean, I watched Fred Thompson on the debates when Ron Paul accused every one of them of paying lip service to the Constitution. I watched Fred Thompson, who everyone down here that's asleep is in love with, roll his eyes, laugh, make snide remarks, and then every one of them ganged up because, let's understand again, they're all members of the same boys club. And let's trash Ron Paul, jump on him because we don't want his message out. I'm sure they had a great laugh.
Yeah, but John, let me ask you this. To your knowledge now, is Ron Paul a member of the Trilateral Commission or the CFR?
He is not a member of the CFR. And I don't think you're going to be a Trilat member without being first a CFR member because the Trilats are over the CFR. So, no, I would say no, he's not, because he has stated very clearly he's not a member of any secret organization or the CFR.
Well, I believe him, and I believe you. But can we be positive? Can we know that for sure and certain?
Well, when you look at someone that has lived their entire career in politics saying what they mean, meaning what they say, and the record bears it out, and you look at the others that have said one thing and done another and then changed their position in order to justify the stance that they want to appear that they're taking to gain votes, I would say, Ron Paul, I can put a whole lot more trust in what he's telling me because actions speak louder than words, and his actions say that he's doing what he says. So I would have to give him the benefit of the doubt, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll tell you, I've been asked this by other people. Am I on the Ron Paul bandwagon, so to speak?
I know that he's not going to win unless a miracle happens and we have a mass awakening in this nation to realize that our Constitution has been hijacked. Like the previous caller said, that our police force is no longer law enforcement. It's a paramilitary organization nationwide. So unless people awaken on a massive scale, and it is happening quickly, but time's running out, we're either going to have to demand, and I pray it never happens. I said it years ago. It's going to come to a bloody revolution in this country.
Do you know something,
John? I don't want to see it happen, but it's going to.
John, can I just interrupt you briefly because I don't want to interrupt your train of thought there. But Thomas Jefferson once said, we may have to have a revolution in this nation every 20 years to preserve our Constitution. And to that I say amen.
And we've got 300 million people in this country, and of those, probably less than one-tenth of 1% have ever picked the Constitution up, and that much of those have ever read it, and that much of those have ever had any inkling or a grasp of an understanding. Those that read it don't understand it, and when they do, they don't want to put the effort forth in to preserve it. So we're in dire straits here. I agree with
John,
you.
John, we've got a break coming up here. We've got to go, but thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. We're back. You know, this has been an exciting first hour for me, your host. I'm Don Wayne, and all the way from Nancy in Tallahassee to Davey in Texas, John in Tennessee. That's what makes this show. That's what makes any talk show. And for me to sit here and try to do a monologue and to force my opinion on you, that's not really what this show is all about, is it? It's about all of us, as a nation, sharing information, sharing opinions. We all have varying and differing opinions. That's what America's all about. But, you know, getting back to this Democrat debate, if you want to call it a debate, they're all talking about change. And you know what scares me? Scares me a lot as a concerned citizen, just like yourself. What scares me is, what do they mean by change? John Dewey. Have you ever heard of the name John Dewey? A despicable little man responsible for, well, he's considered the father of today's modern education. And if you're wondering what's wrong with our public schools, our government schools today, you need look no further than the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2. It's available, I think, in most public libraries. And for example, in Humanist Manifesto 1, I'll quote John Dewey, this despicable little man, wuss, wimp, call him what you will. And I don't take cheap shots at people on the air. Forgive me for saying that. Pretend I didn't say it. But in any event, here's a direct quote in case you're wondering why your kids can't read in school. John Dewey said, "Our job is not to teach Johnny to read, but to make of him an agent of change." Wow. Where have we heard that before? Is that where these Democrat candidates are getting their marching orders from, the likes of John Dewey? Change from what to what? Change from a free market system to a socialist nightmare? To a socialist hell, forgive me? Is that what they want to do? And if you're within sound of my voice and you're even tempted to vote for these people that are advocating change, at the very least, you have a responsibility to your country and to your kids and to your grandchildren, to our posterity, to find out what type of change they're promoting. You notice that they conveniently do not mention the change that they're referring to. And it scares me, especially realizing that we're living in a divided nation, aren't we? 50% of the people are saying that the government is the solution, and the other 50% saying no, not at all. The government is the problem, not the solution. And I come down on that side, of course, as I believe any clear-thinking American should, because we were never destined to become a socialist economy. Our founders promoted freedom and promoted freedom of expression, the Second Amendment, which is so vital, the right to keep and bear arms in this country. I mean, we have so many issues confronting this wonderful nation of ours, don't we? And we have the opportunity still to get together via the airwaves and discuss these issues freely and openly. And you'll never be ridiculed or embarrassed when you call this program. And so we're on our way out. This has been an exciting first program for me. Looking forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. And I'm Don Wayne. That's the way it is.
Since 1988, Herbal